Last December, a major environmental disaster occurred when an ash dike ruptured near a Tennessee power plant, endangering schools and residences. 1.1 billion gallons of toxic coal fly ash slurry flooded out of the Tennessee Valley Authority's Kingston Fossil Plant's 84-acre solid waste containment area. Fly ash is a byproduct of coal combustion and is produced by coal power plants everywhere, including TECO's Big Bend plant on Tampa Bay. All of the fly ash from that power plant is processed by the company's Separation Technologies. Rather than putting it in a landfill, they anticipate that by next year they will be able to recycle it all. Some of it will be reburned, much will be mixed into cement. Earlier this month, Separation Technologies announced that it will ship 170,000 tons of the fly ash cement to a hydroelectric dam project in Panama. Tiffany Duffy is their Florida sales representative.
Separation Technologies is a fly ash processing company. We take raw fly ash from local power plants and electric utilities and process that for use in concrete products.
A little bit more about fly ash. It's a byproduct of power plants. Where does it come from?
Fly ash is a byproduct of the coal burning process. Traditionally, fly ash was produced by burning and combustion of coal and just put directly in landfills as a waste product. What Separation Technologies does is take that product and process it to a usable form for concrete applications.
And what are some of those applications?
Anything from concrete pavement to concrete products to the precast products that you would see in bridges and bridge decks.
So on September 15th, you announced that you will be shipping some of this fly ash for a project in Panama. Do you want to tell us about that?
Separation Technologies is very excited to be part of the Shanguinola Hydroelectric Dam Project. We will begin shipment of bulk fly ash in October to the project. Will be a total of 170,000 tons of processed fly ash that will come from the TECO power plant in Apollo Beach through the Port of Tampa and to Panama for use.
So it'll be part of the concrete in the dam?
Absolutely. It will be a major part of the concrete in the dam project. The best use of fly ash would be out of the landfill and into recycled into products, being in a concrete product or pavement project, into specifically a dam project, where instead of being captured in a landfill, it could be used again and lend its benefits to those products.
Separation Technologies is expected to begin shipping the fly ash product through the Port of Tampa to Panama this week. Richard Wainio is CEO and Port Director of the Tampa Port Authority.
We're extremely pleased, especially during these difficult times here in Florida with construction down and a lot of companies that move aggregates and cement and related products suffering. We're extremely pleased to see that companies like this can succeed even during these difficult times, and we're pleased to see I believe it's 170,000 tons of fly ash that's going to be moving now down to Panama. That's a large amount of fly ash, and we're optimistic Separation Technologies will be able to perhaps even get a few more contracts in Panama or perhaps elsewhere in the Caribbean or Latin America and use our port. So it's extremely good news for us, and I'm very pleased that they're as successful as they have been.